Welcome to the American Foundation for the Blind's third episode on Inform and Connect. This series was created to foster camaraderie between the blind community through informal storytelling. We're so excited to have the creator of Bold Blind Beauty, Steph McCoy, and Nazreen.
To do your story in 20 minutes is going to be difficult. So we're going to hit it and leave people wanting some more here because you're just amazing. But I want to start off with, let's talk about Bold Blind Beauty and how it was born. And I want to go back to, when did you decide that you wanted to leave your, you know, your lucrative career at a major consulting firm to become a blogger?
Actually, it was a combination of a couple different things, but the main thing was my sight loss journey. I was working at one of the big four accounting firms before starting Bold Blind Beauty when I began losing my sight. And it was over a 4-year period, I believe. It's sort of fuzzy now. Happened overnight, but it was just so unreal to me to go through that process. And when I finally found out after my last eye surgery that I was legally blind and there was no more that could be done for me medically, I thought that was it. And the problem there was that I had big plans. Prior to losing my sight, I had just gotten a promotion at work. I had bought my first home. I had recently married. I was a mom of 3 almost grown sons at that time. And, you know, I had everything in order. And being a major control freak, to know that I was losing my sight was something that was really devastating to me, and I didn't know how I was going to go on. However, once I connected with the blind community, because it was a process. When you begin losing your sight, it's not like, okay, today I can see, the next day I can't and it's okay. It's not like that. It's a process. And I still have days where I feel insecure and scared and whatever. But once I got involved with the blind community, I knew that I could get through this because I was introduced to some amazing people who are doing amazing things. And I thought, these people and the things that they're doing are who I want to be.
Well, you know, I really, really enjoy how you kind of hit on that. But one thing in particular, Steph, is vulnerability. And you are such a strong believer. We share that vulnerability is actually power. And so can we talk a little bit about that? Because I think that's important for anybody who's dealing with any type of struggle.
It is. As you know, I am a follower of Brené Brown. As a matter of fact, quiet as it's kept, don't anybody say anything, but her and I are like this. We are bosom buddies. But I love Brené Brown because she has helped me to understand that vulnerability isn't a weakness. In our country, we are sort of forced to believe that things that are weaknesses really aren't weaknesses, like vulnerability is one. And as I got older, I realized that being who I am, allowing myself to truly be me, to be vulnerable, I actually identified myself the other day as a recovering people pleaser. So I'm a recovering people pleaser. I'm an introvert, and I'm not ashamed to admit that. These are all qualities that belong to me, and it's part of my story. So yeah, vulnerability is huge. I think it's one of the main messages that comes through on Bold Blind Beauty. And I think it's one of the reasons that people are able to connect with us, because our voices are so real.
Yes, and I would definitely say that from the following that you have gotten through, you know, your messaging of being real and connecting and building people to a place of power from a place that can be very dark. So let's move into, you know, 2020, I mean, has been fantastic for you. I mean, you have made so many changes to your vision of 2020. And I just want to, we can tick on that and just to see where you're going, where you've been, and how you're moving forward with it.
Honestly, I don't know where we're going. It seems like the sky's the limit. And I believe that because I am a believer of possibilities. I would not be here today if I wasn't. Based on my background, I shouldn't be here today, but I am. So I'm a great believer in possibilities. In January of this year, I connected with some amazing people in New Jersey. But prior to that, last summer, I received a phone call from out of the blue, from India, of all places. And this woman, my right arm, Nazreen Buddha, she calls me and she says, "Steph, I love your mission. I love what you're doing. I want to be part of it. How can I help you?" And I was not expecting that. You know, who does that?
You know? Nazreen.
And I'm like, oh my God, I so need some help, because prior to Nazreen making this call, one of my good friends had passed away earlier in the year. She had helped me to restructure the site to where it was last year. But since then, since Nazreen has come on board, she has really helped to take us, like, from, I don't know, I can't even think of a good analogy, but all I know is that the sky is the limit and we're going to go places that we never imagined. And I'm just so thrilled to be, for her to be part of this journey with me.
So, thanks.
Nazreen, yes, so. Let's take it. So tell us about, you know, your call from India, which North. So what you two have been able to accomplish?
Oh, first of all, thanks, Melody, for letting me come onto this amazing platform. Absolutely. I was just kind of hanging out in India because I had some time and I was doing some, it was a work, workation, as I call it. And, you know, Steph and I have known each other for a couple of years, and we had connected a few years ago through another platform. I've always liked Steph. I always admired what she, you know, what she was doing, and the woman that she is, very powerful, dynamic, strong, willed woman, and professional. And so I just, it was, just, I call it kismet. I just decided I'll give her a call and see how she's doing, what she's up to. And the conversation led from just, "Hey, hi, how are you? I'm in India. How are you doing?" to where we are today.
Yes. And, you know, where we are today, and what I've loved, because, you know, I was one of those people when we were all in New Jersey together, is your guys' view on inclusion. Can we talk about that? In your 2020 vision.
Yeah, absolutely. So our platform, you know, originally was about, you know, transcending beauty, breaking barriers, sort of looking skin deep to find, you know, that beauty is skin deep. It's not just on the surface. And the magazine platform, I mean, the platform actually catered to a lot of like women before with our Woman on the Move segment. So what we designed in 2020 was a new campaign where we wanted to reach out to the other half of some of us, the significant others, if you will. And that's to kind of, you know, pay homage and respect and highlight, you know, men of, you know, because men in the blindness community, they don't get a fair stay sometimes about, like, you know, what accomplishments they've done. And sometimes they're too shy to talk about their journeys or, you know, or inspire us with some of their, you know, insightfulness. And so we wanted to really capture that and bring that out in the essence of our campaign of 2020. And we designed a campaign platform called Men in Motion. And on through Men in Motion, we're able to tell and share stories and journeys of incredible men out there who are doing some wonderful, wonderful stuff in the community and acting as, you know, like influential pillars of the community. So that is what we were kind of capitalizing on and wanted to kind of showcase. And if you visit our website now, our website is boldblindbeauty.com, and we have put all of our features, some of the old features that some of you might be familiar with, like Cain and Abel, Women on the Move, and now Men in Motion, our other feature, Beauty Buzz and Monthly Beauties, are now all sort of nicely tucked away into a wonderful magazine that we call Beyond Sight magazine. And so that is kind of what we have taken the platform from where it was and kind of brought it to where it is today. And, you know, and also through Men in Motion, we're also, you know, breaking down stereotypes. We're providing inclusivity, and we're allowing, you know, men and their stories and their journeys to shine and be inspirational and breaking down those barriers. So that's what we're doing with this year. And we have some wonderful men that we've showcased already. If you go and listen to our, if you go to the boldblondebeauty.com website and go into Men in Motion, if you click there, you'll see some wonderful interviews that we have done in the last couple of months. Our segments are usually, depending upon the individual, they can be videos, an interview style, or they can also be blog articles with pictures as well up there. So there's a bunch of different formats. But if we do do video, we do just transcribe that as well too for everybody out there. And we have a marvelous interview up there right now of a great podcaster who's part of our board. And Melody, you know, I Kirk Adams was part of our feature back at
That's
Men in
right,
Motion for
he was.
February.
Our very own CEO, Mr. Kirk, Dr. Kirk Adams. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hi, Kirk.
Yes, he is. Standing up for AFB, so, and yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's fabulous. And actually, I must state that next month is going to be, June is in many, many places, Pride Month. And we have a wonderful person, a wonderful gentleman who's going to be kind of highlighting, we're going to be highlighting him for Pride Month for June. So stay tuned for that. You know, we are going to kind of have these wonderful men segments all the way till the end of December. And then we'll kind of see if we want to kind of continue or if this is, you know, and our campaign at that point.
Nice. So when you guys talk about, you know, Bold Blind Beauty and how you bring inclusion, I really love how you're bringing the sighted and unsighted together, because at the end of the day, we're all people, whether you can see physically or not. Can you kind of tell me what that means to you to see that happening in your community?
Sorry, can you repeat the question again, Melody?
Sure. what does it mean to you with the Bold Blind Beauty? Because one of the reasons why I really enjoy Bold Blind Beauty so much is there's been so much of a growth with the sighted community and the unsighted community, because at the end of the day, we're just people. So what does that mean for you to see that growth happen? Because I know that's part of your mission statement.
Right. Well, the mission statement is improving humanity by changing the way we perceive one another. It's a really broad mission statement, and it's meant to be broad. It's intentional, because we do see people as people. So we want to look at the whole person, and that's everybody, regardless of disability or non-disability, regardless of race, ethnicity, religion, whatever that might be. At the end of the day, all of us are people. And I think it begins with acceptance, understanding, getting to know people's stories, trying to limit the amount of preconceived notions that we already have by being curious and open-minded and learning about who people are before we come to a judgment.
Yeah, I agree with you. And just to to mirror that, because we always like to do this here with, you know, being a here at the American Foundation for the Blind are also your things. And one of the things you and I had talked about too that really got to me, the three of us have talked about, is the day that when a cane represents innovation and determination and doesn't represent fear. And we had a big, long discussion and a small interview about that. But that's one of the things that I find that you do, that you strive for, that is so amazing and completely powerful.
Yes, it is, because we have to change the way we look at disabilities as a whole, specifically when it's related to blindness and visual impairment. What I noticed, and it was one of the reasons why I started Bold Blind Beauty, was people didn't understand the reason why I used a cane, because I look like I'm sighted. And I felt like I had to prove that I couldn't see, almost like I had to do tricks or something, which is,
yeah.
incredibly ridiculous, but we do that with a lot of different people in a lot of different areas because of our preconceived notions. And I wanted right. to change that.
And also, I think it is people don't understand the different levels of visual acuity. They think, oh, a blind person, they're all the same at the same level, or a low vision person has the same acuity as all of them. So they bucket us in the same sort of, you know, place. And that's not the case. Everyone's right. different.
Everyone is different. And actually, the three of us are different as we're talking.
Absolutely.
Total and different sights. But so you segued beautifully, ladies, into what we need to do before we're already coming to the Q&A section. But we've talked about so many things. We've talked about women and power, and we've talked about inner beauty and all different types of acuities and every levels and the whole person. And so, Steph, you had the icon of your beautiful and wonderful platform. Can you tell us about Abby and how she was born?
Abigail was sort of a figment of my imagination. I saw her in my mind, but I didn't have the skills to bring her to life. I connected with an artist who I never met in person. She drew three different images, and the one I picked is the one that is on the site today. Abby is gorgeous. She's confident. She's adventurous. Abby is everything that I've aspired to be and more. And she also represents, I think, the unique qualities of all of us as blind and visually impaired women. And actually, I could even take that further and say blind and visually impaired women, men, children. It could be, Abby could be anybody. We didn't want to pigeonhole her. That's why she doesn't have an age or any of those things. So,
but she has a phenomenal story, and you can read it up there under boldblindbeauty.com/Abby's Corner. And like Steph says, she embodies every woman, every man. Abby is inside each and every one of us, if you look deep enough, and all the accomplishments that we each individual has done is kind of what, you know, centers around the focus of Abby. And, you know, Melody, you are, you know, you're doing a lot of wonderful, great things in the community. You're here hosting, you know, Inform and Connect. You're a mother, you're a wife, and you also wear another hat. Just in case people out there are not familiar with that, you are our voice of Abby, correct?
Yes. Yes, I am. I do transform, and I have to say,
super Abby.
When we decided to bring Abby to life, it was super exciting for me because I have always just wanted to be a cartoon character at first. But I do have to admit, because I really try, I think, with Abby when we do talk about her and get her personality moving and going, is that there's so much power there. And I want to mimic what Nazreen said, is we all have a little bit of Abby in us, whoever you are. And I think pulling her out and finding, and I get this from also one of our friends, Catherine Harrison, is finding your power, no matter what it is in your life, finding your power and moving forward to that. And she could be Abby. It could be anything you want it to be. You know, it could be her stilettos, which I love. It could be her sense of style. It could be her determination, her vulnerability, just everything that we have in us, no matter. Because at the end of the day, we all are people and we all are in this together. And ladies, do you have anything else you'd like to add before we go to our Q&A?
Just one more thing that I forgot to mention about Abby. Her cane. That was a huge piece of it. The cane for me initially symbolized fear. It symbolized, I felt like a victim. I felt like I had a target on my back. But now I look at that cane as a symbol of power, and it's empowering. And I love it. I don't go anywhere without it, except for when I walk my dog. But the cane helps me to navigate my world safely. And that's how I look at it. And that's how I'm hoping we can get the rest of the world to look at it.
Thank you so much. Nazreen, do you have anything?
I was just going to say to all the listeners out there that if you want to know more or be part of our community, just go to boldblindbeauty.com and look at all the different segments we have. We're always evolving and changing to keep up with trends, with hot button topics. And we're just out there to pass through messages, you know, share messages and stories from all kinds of people out there. We're an inclusive community. So come do join us and take part.
Yes. And also, guys, you led me into that. Is there any other way they could get if they wanted to be a part of your community on Facebook, or they can find you on Instagram?
BoldBlindBeauty.com is the website. Instagram, Bold Blind Beauty. Twitter and Facebook, Bold Blind Beauty. On LinkedIn, it's under my name, Stephanie McCoy.
Thank you so much for being with us today, Steph and Nazreen. You guys have brought so much to the table of thinking about advocacy and what you're doing at Bold Blind Beauty. And we thank you so much for joining us today. If you want to learn more about the American Foundation for the Blind and our programs, please visit afb.org. Thank you guys. Have a great rest of your day.